At 7:06, we have a cloudy sky, 18 degrees in Atlantic. A winter weather advisory is in effect from 6 p.m. this evening until 6 p.m. Sunday for Cass, Adair, Adams, Guthrie, and Dallas counties, and until 6 a.m. Sunday for Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. A winter storm warning is in effect from 3 p.m. today until 6 p.m. Sunday for Madison and Union counties. We look for it to be cloudy here in Atlantic with a 20% chance of snow late this afternoon and a high of 25. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Two men died and another was injured when the minivan they were riding in crashed near the city of Early in Sac County. Sheriff's officials say the crash happened just before 5 a.m. Friday on U.S. Highway 20 west of Early when the driver of a minivan lost control. The vehicle entered the median and then started to roll over. The driver and backseat passenger were killed. A front seat passenger was taken to a Storm Lake hospital and was listed in critical condition Friday. The names of the victims have not yet been released. Officials say slick roads do not appear to have been a factor in the crash. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green reports the arrest of a local man on numerous charges connected with an investigation into thefts from the Atlantic School District. 61-year-old Samuel Miller of Atlantic faces 17 charges, including possession of stolen property, burglary in the third degree, a drug tax stamp violation, three counts of possession of a controlled substance, second offense, possession of a controlled substance marijuana, second offense, possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine, second offense, and eight counts of unlawful possession of a prescription pill. Miller was being held in the Cass County Jail. Chief Green says the incident which led to Miller's arrest was reported Wednesday to the police department. Video evidence resulted in the execution of a search warrant at Miller's home at 611 West 6th Street, apartment number 4 in Atlantic. During the search, evidence in the theft was recovered along with numerous narcotics and items believed to have been taken during previous thefts. Quantities of both new and used copper wire believed to have been stolen were also found in the apartment. Police are in the process of contacting persons or contractors with regard to the recovered items. Any person or entity who have had items stolen from the Atlantic School District are encouraged to contact the APD to make additional theft reports. Green says to his knowledge, Miller was an independent contractor handling painting jobs for the school district over the past several years. Police in Red Oak report the arrest on Friday of a man charged in connection with an incident which occurred earlier this week. 29-year-old Zachariah Michael Holland of Red Oak was arrested at around 10:30 p.m. Friday on a charge of trespassing for an incident which allegedly occurred on Wednesday. Holland was being held in Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on a $300 cash bond. Sheriff's officials in Mills County reported Friday the arrest on Thursday evening of a Malvern man. 34-year-old Justin Andrew Hooker was arrested on Main Street in Malvern at around 5:30 p.m. He was charged with public intoxication and interference with official acts. Hooker was being held in Mills County Jail on $600 bond. Police in Council Bluffs are looking for a man who allegedly robbed a bank Friday morning. Sergeant Chad Myers said officers were called to the Bank of the West located at 531 30th Avenue at around 11:30 a.m. Friday. Myers said a white man who appeared to be in his 30s entered the bank, approached the teller at the counter, and demanded money. The suspect left with an undetermined amount of cash and fled the bank eastbound on foot toward a nearby Office Max. The suspect was described as being 5 feet 9 inches tall, about 160 pounds. He had facial hair on his chin, wore a black leather jacket, a light blue shirt, light blue pants, a black stocking cap, yellow or tan gloves, and dark-rimmed glasses. He did not display a weapon. Anyone with information about the robbery is urged to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department at 712-328-5737. An election misconduct charge was filed Friday by Pottawatomie County Attorney Matthew Wilbur in a potential case of voter fraud. A charge of election misconduct in the first degree was filed against Margarita Abrego of Denison on December 20th. Abrego is accused of registering to vote and voting in the December 4th, 2012 special election regarding a bond issue for Iowa Western Community College while being a non-citizen. Iowa Secretary of State Matt Schultz says he wants to thank Attorney Matt Wilbur for taking election integrity seriously. Schultz said every vote cast by ineligible voters cancels out the legitimate vote of eligible Iowans. Each vote can make a difference, and Iowans expect nothing less than fair and honest elections. The Iowa Secretary of State's office referred the potential voter fraud case to Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation to investigate. After the investigation, DCI then referred the potential voter fraud case to Matt Wilbur for prosecution. A prosecutor in southwest Iowa is now discussing what landed a Council Bluffs woman in jail this week after she wrote about school shootings on Facebook. Police charged 39-year-old Terry Pallett with harassment and making terroristic threats after she suggested her son might be soon opening fire at the Lewis Central High School. Pottawatomie County Attorney Matt Wilbur says that type of comment is not the way to vent one's frustrations.
In today's day and age, especially when we're sitting here at the one-year anniversary of Sandy Hook and within a couple days of another school shooting out in Colorado, we take all of these threats very, very seriously.
Pallett was upset because her son, a student at the school, had been bullied over many months, and she blamed administrators for not doing anything to stop it. Reports say that Pallett had filed a police report about an attack on her son at school last month.
I know that law enforcement was at least looking into some of her concerns. I know that one of the assistants in my office had been talking to either to her or to law enforcement as well. Obviously, it was a little different situation when I started receiving phone calls at night about the situation on Facebook.
In her rambling Facebook rant, Pallett said that her son would get the ones that caused this and claimed he's a good shot. School officials reported the posting to police and deny there is a problem with bullying at Lewis Central. Wilbur says people need to understand something about how the law works.
There is no criminal law against bullying. You know, we don't charge bullying. I mean, if there's been an assault or there's been harassment, or there's been, threats, those are something that we look at in the criminal law. But, you hear the word bullying bandied about quite a bit. We don't have the crime of bullying.
Pallett has told reporters her son hit his head when he was tackled by a bully in a locker room and now suffers from seizures. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Edna Alma Haas, age 91, of Harlan, died Thursday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Funeral services for Edna Haas will be held today at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Jerry Wolf, age 65, of Fort Wayne, Indiana, died November 24th. A celebration of life memorial service for Jerry Wolf will be this morning at 11:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Robert Sterner, age 84, of Willie, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Robert Sterner will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at St. Mary's Church in Willie. The Odie Twitt Funeral Home in Carroll has arrangements. Virginia Lytle, age 97, of Harlan, died Thursday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Virginia Lytle will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Maddox M. Starmer, age 2 months, the son of Matt and Melissa Starmer of Audubon, died Thursday at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics in Iowa City. Funeral services for Maddox Starmer will be held Monday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Byron P. Liebeck, age 81, of Walnut, died Thursday at Emanuel Medical Center in Omaha. A funeral services for Byron Liebeck will be held on Monday at 1:30 at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Walnut, or other, in Avoca, has the arrangements. Robert Gregg, age 73, of Linden, died Thursday at Panora Nursing and Rehab. No services are planned at this time. Burial of cremains will be held in May of 2014. The Twig Funeral Home in Panora is in charge of arrangements for Robert Gregg. And Nancy J. McNeese, of age 69, of Lewis, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. Memorial services for Nancy McNeese will be held in the spring of 2014. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of the news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.